Have you heard the news? According to Paul Krugman, the economist at the failing New York Times, quote, the war on inflation is over, unquote. In a post on X, the former Enron advisor included a chart of inflation that excluded food prices, energy prices, cost of shelter, and used cars prices. In other words, he excluded nearly everything in the inflation index that gives us a good understanding of how high inflation actually is. The post was so egregiously misleading that X fact-checking and X users in the comment section were more than happy to correct Krugman's blatant errors. Contrary to what the ivory tower folks like Paul Krugman and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claim, the inflation we have been living with now for the last 2+ years is not transitory, and the war on inflation is far from over, unfortunately, as most Americans are well aware. It is clear that families are tightening their belts. As my friend Andy Puzder has been pointing out since the start of this administration nearly, the paychecks of Americans buy far less than just a couple of years ago, even while the Biden administration continues to tell us that wages are up in the United States. The data, when analyzed honestly, reflect this truth. Since March of 2020, the U.S. dollar has lost 16% of its purchasing power. This is thanks to the uncontrollable spending and monetary policy in Washington, D.C. Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman wrote that inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon, in the sense that it can be produced only by rapid increase in the quantity of money over output. In plain English, inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. Notice that Milton Friedman's quote mentions two things, A, the growth of money, and B, the growth of output in the economy. Monetary policy, as we know, is determined by the Federal Reserve. In an attempt to tame inflation, the Fed has raised rates now 11 times since March of 2022, with the last interest rate hike just in July. Now, the Fed keeps hinting at another rate like probably by the end of the year. Economists warn, however, that monetary policy is sufficiently tight and further rate hikes could cause painful economic contraction. In fact, the 30-year fixed mortgage rates are now hovering around 8% just this week. So what are we to do? For starters, we cannot wait on Washington to get its act together. While state legislators have no control over the growth of money, they do have influence over the growth of economic output. So what can state legislators in your state do to boost really this growth of output? Follow the supply-side playbook of the great Ronald Reagan, and get government out of the way. 16 years of research now from our Rich States, Poor States, Alec Laffer State Economic Competitiveness Index shows that when states pursue economic freedom, prosperity follows. States become lands of opportunity by reforming their tax codes in pursuit of a fairer structure and lower tax burdens, reforming regulations by cutting red tape, reforming education to give parents more rights, and reforming budgets in a way that prioritizes the core functions of government and eliminates wasteful spending across the board. Having a simpler, fairer, low tax burden is essential during these times of inflation and economic downturn. This type of pro-growth tax code allows the economy to grow itself out of inflation by allowing hardworking Americans to keep more of what they earn, even when inflation is eating away at the value of the dollar. Of course, the best flat income tax is a 0% flat tax that is utilized in some of America's best economic success stories in places like Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, for instance. Ultimately, it comes down to government prioritizing the right objectives and cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Don't wait on a broken Washington to get things right on inflation. States can help fight this inflation by enacting pro-growth policies that get government out of the way, just as Ronald Reagan did as he faced even greater economic headwinds and inflation 40 years ago. For more information, visit alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.